According to Masechta Zvachim, we are in the last parak, the 14th parak. We are up to a lengthy Mishnah Beis. We've been discussing the laws of Shchutei Chutz, taking an animal, which are a sacrifice, which was supposed to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash, instead done outside. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. Torim shohegiyaz manam. When it comes to turtle doves, which have not yet reached their time of maturity, when it comes to turtle doves, they can only be sacrificed once they are have reached maturity. So if you would have sacrificed them outside, or b'nei yona shavar zmanon, the other bird which is also brought potentially in the Beis Hamikdash is a dove, and the dove is the opposite. It has to be only brought at the time in which it is young. Once it's reached an age of maturity, once it's grown to its biggest size, then you can no longer bring it. So they're opposite when it comes to a turtle dove and a dove. So if you'd have brought it at the time in which you would not be allowed to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, Shekrib and Bechutz, and you brought it outside, Potter. In that situation, it'd be Potter. Because since it would not be allowed to be brought as a carbon, we don't apply the pasuk of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, that it's something which is brought before Hashem, and therefore, the fact that you brought it outside, you're not going to get the punishment of Koris. Shimon Omer, or Shimon disagrees with the opinion of the Tanakam, the rabbis, and he says that Bnei Yonah Shavar Zmanon, when it comes to a dove in which you were supposed to have offered it while it was not yet mature, and now it's already, the time has passed, Potter. Because there's no time ever in this dove's life that you could ever be brought as a sacrifice. The Torim Shel Hagiyaz Manan B'lo Saseh. When it comes to a turtle dove, if you brought it at a time, Shel Hagiyaz Manan, where it's not yet mature, even though that's not a time in which you're supposed to bring such an offering in the Beis HaMikdash, but since it has the potential that eventually, when it matures, it could have been brought, therefore, you're not going to get the punishment of Koris for bringing it outside, below Saseh. You'll get the punishment of through a negative prohibition. Oso Vespino, also when it comes to the laws of Oso Vespino, which the Pasuk says, Osishchatu Biomecha, you're not allowed to take the mother as well as its child and to slaughter it and offer it on the same day, and that's an invalid offering. Mechusar Zman, or if a person would take an animal in which is less than 8 days old, which is also not fit to be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash, and if you'd have taken them and brought them outside, Potter, then in both situations, you would not get the punishment of Koris. Shimon Omer, Harizeh B'lo Saseh. Shimon again says that there's this middle ground of getting this punishment through the means of a Lo Saseh. Not the punishment of Koris, but you would get the sin of a Lo Saseh, negative violation of a negative prohibition. Shahirah Shimon Omer, Koshu Roy Lavo L'Achar Zman. It was something which could have been brought at a later time, such as, let's say, this little infant which you sacrificed as a carbon under the age of 8 days, this animal. So if you waited, it could have been fit as a carbon. So since it's roy lovoy lachrasman, it could have been brought, harizeh below saseh, v'ein bo koris. Not going to be koris, but you'll fall into the lo saseh of losasin kichol asher anachno isin po ayom. However, the chachamim, who we passed in like, says no. Kol shein bo koris, ein bo when it comes to all these laws, it has to fall into the category of that has to be at the moment be able to be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's not something which at the moment can be sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash and is brought outside, then there's not going to be a punishment of Koris, and there's also not going to be a punishment of anything related to a Lo Saseh. And in fact, as we said, the Chachamim is how the Halacha falls.